Hello, hello, hello. I'm your Chef Boy RD, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz, and welcome to In Yo Mouth!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood.
To lick it right, lick it good, show you how to look.
Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo Mouth.
I got the goosebumps.
Hey there and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And boy, we need a revival. Yes, we need a revival. This disease is taking our city here, New York City, by storm. I can't even believe it. And I have invited my best Judy. She's been on the pod before. Let's give a warm welcome to one John Brian Chacon.
Hi.
Yes, welcome, girl. Welcome.
Hi. How are you, Miha?
I'm good, Miha. For those of you that don't know, John and I have been longtime bosom buddies. And I thought it would be really, really fun to have John on the pod today because John has been in hospitality for a very, very, very long time. And although we're not talking about hospitality or anything very serious today, he's a connoisseur of food. He has been in and out of kitchens, in and out of back alleys, dumpsters, trash cans, you name it, he's done.
I wish I had a rebuttal, but it's all true.
Oh my God. Well, let's start where we always start. Happy National Sloppy Joe Day.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, happy. isn't that like perfect?
Sloppy Mo Day.
Yes, I mean, Sloppy Mo Day. Well, just so you know out there, John and I are about 8 feet apart. We are social distancing because of the coronavirus.
I will not breathe on you.
At you.
I'm leaving now.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Anyways, on this day in gay history, did you know that in 1982, police raid a Washington, D.C. male escort service, friendly models, and cart away more than a dozen boxes of business records, including the names and addresses of several hundred of the service's clients. Isn't that crazy?
They keep records?
Apparently.
That's in like, Hardy Fleiss. Like, why?
That's like,
Is that like for blackmail? Like, what?
I don't know, but
that medical like, records?
But that's like, what happened? What was that other website, the straight people?
Rent Boys.
No, Rent Boy. It happened with Rent Boy.
So I heard.
And it also happened with Madam, where all the men were going online and having the affairs.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
What was that called?
I cannot remember. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Well, I don't know. Well, okay. That sucks. And it kind of seems very Handmaid's Tale-esque, much like what's happening these days in the world. Shit is being shut down.
The fan.
Right?
Shit fan go.
Yes. It's a mess. It's a mess. And although we are here to bring you a little reprieve from the virus itself, I can't go without saying that out there, the restaurant world is suffering. The catering world is suffering.
It's rough.
The food business is suffering. The hospitality business is now suffering. All those cater waiters are out of business. All the entertainers, because believe it or not, although I am in hospitality, I am here entertaining you.
But not to bring the house down.
So once things are safe or once you feel safe to go out, please go out there and support your local restaurant, support your local theaters, support your local anything.
I heard a really good idea is right now is getting gift cards at those places, because even if you don't need it, it's putting money in their pockets now to keep them open so that when you are ready to go out and be social, they're still there for you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean,
the small businesses particularly, they don't have big corporates to keep them afloat.
Yes. Point well made. Point well made.
I'm an advocate right now.
Yes. But let's move on to the fun part of the day. Let's move on to the fun part of the day.
Ooh, it's Ashley Madison.
Who's Ashley Madison?
Your mother. I mean, the website with the philandering mins.
Oh. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. The fucking website. And that is the fun part of the day. Infidelity.
Yes.
Well, I thought it would be really fun to have John here today because John has a diverse palate because of his years in hospitality, much like I do. And I thought, we're recording this just before the actual release date because there's all these rumors that we're going to go down into quarantine. And what better to eat in quarantine than nostalgic foods? Right. Things like Chef Boyardee and all sorts of weird canned foods that we grew up with. And this idea came from, I saw a BuzzFeed video, one of those tasty videos of them feeding their whole staff, all the flavors of Chef Boyardee. And they were like grossed out by it. And so I was like, oh, this would be really, really fun. And so I got that and a little bit more. We have some Hormel chili, hot with beans. That's going to be real good for our bowels.
We got some Libby's corned beef with the key lock enclosure where you peel back the metal.
I don't even know how to open
that. You don't even know how to do that. You're not even from that era.
We have chicken Vienna sausage.
We've got the Chef Boyardee ABCs und 1, 2, 3s. With meatballs.
We have mac and cheese, Chef Boyardee.
We got the Hawaii's favorite hot and spicy spam.
rice with chicken and vegetables, Chef Boyardee.
And the thing I fear most out of this whole group of food items is the Underwood deviled ham spread.
I think it's going to be delicious.
I'm frightened of this. It is wrapped in paper.
We have Chef Boyardee beef rigatoni.
And we have beef ravioli and a tomato and meat sauce.
Tomato and meat sauce. Yes. You say tomato and I say
tomato.
Tomato.
Matato.
Matato. Hakuna matatas.
We have the Dinty Moore beef stew.
Oh my God. This sounds like it's going to wreck our intestines.
Sex this weekend. No.
Nobody's bottoming.
Nobody will be bottoming.
But we can't anyway because we have to socially distance ourselves.
Well, you can wear those assless hazmat suits. They're so popular these
days. Yes, they are assless hazmat suits. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's going to be the theme of the Black Party this year. And we can only sleep with men with 14-inch penises.
Why are you putting this on the air? Let's just plan it. I am now a graphic designer. I use Canva.
Yes.
I love Canva.
Yeah,
Canva is amazing.
Not a sponsor. If you haven't used Canva.
I will model for you, though, Canva, if you need one. I can do the cheesy smiles.
I agree. I really want to put a quick addendum on this little segment that we're doing here, not because I don't want it to seem like we're socially unaware that there are people out there living in hunger, and if they do shut down the public schools, we know that some of these children, that's their only meal. This is all for nostalgia's sake. Hmm. This isn't anything more than just that. In itself, we're not trying to
lighthearted
be
lighthearted.
Yes, we're not trying to be those dumb bitches being like, look how privileged we are. We can eat all this trashy food and throw it out. Like, that's not a thing. We're definitely eating this food. Mm-hmm. So what are we starting with?
I don't even know. I mean,
let's start easy.
Okay.
Let's start Chef Boyardee rice with chicken and vegetables.
Rice with chicken and vegetables.
Oh my God! So wait a minute.
What does it smell like?
Well, smells like chicken and chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
But it's a very gelatinous. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. No, you have to stir it. All the sauce is on top.
Right. All the salt is in the bottom, too.
Yes. Okay.
You got to get that MSG.
Yes. Is there MSG in here? What is in here? Is there even really water, rice, carrots, chicken, a modified rice starch? Rendered chicken fat. Okay.
Okay.
That seems yeast extract.
It's
beta carotene.
That so the funnier different. Part of walking into this was Michael having these microwavable bowls, and I was like, "Oh, what are these?" Because I have never seen them. Never had one. I've seen them.
Oh no! Did you grow up with this?
I mean, I had Chef Boyardee, but it was in
but not can in the microwaves. And... Oh, no, we went from can to microwave science oven.
Yeah.
If you will.
I'm being...
Go ahead. Make sure you get a chicken piece.
Yeah, it tastes like a very thick chicken noodle soup.
But it's gross.
Yeah.
Like, the rice is really, like...
I'm sorry, Monsieur Boyardee.
Monsieur Boyardee, you have not met our expectations.
No. If this were on Top Chef. Interesting.
Maybe it's not hot enough.
That is true. We, you know, how do you microwave 10 things at once?
I know. Is that practice?
Carnegie Hall is closed, FYI, official. Sad as it may be.
See, yeah, so is Broadway, right?
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not a big chicken noodle soup person anyways. I know that's weird.
Not like a Nicki Minaj chicken noodle soup.
I love a good potato soup.
Chicken noodle that soup with a soda better. On the side. It's I don't know. I just don't know about it. The rice is mushy and the chicken tastes like cardboard. Right. Is it even real chicken? Was there like, I didn't read chicken here. Rice?
It was chicken broth.
Chicken. Oh, no, there's chicken. White meat, chicken, water, modified rice starch, isolated soy protein, salt, sodium, phosphates. That's what they consider chicken. So, all right. Okay, well, that was number one. Where are we going next? Should we just do the Chef Boyardee's to start?
Do we want to hit this since it looks like it's...
Oh, gelatin. What? Oh,
congealing.
What? Yes, it's the... Well, everything is congealed.
Right.
So the Hormel chili with hot with me. That's
and
the...
Emphasis on the Hormel.
That's the... That's what's most concerning. Hot with beans.
Hot with beans?
That's
like
what
your
it says.
Butthole.
Oh my God. Ew. No, only after Latin food. Oh, here we go. Wait, do you hear that? Can you? Okay. It smells like canned chili.
It's fine. It's chili. It does have a little kick.
Oh no.
It's got a forward burn there.
Oh, it has a forward burn. That's very well.
It just burned forward.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We'll see if it's burned backward later.
No, I did catch that. I'm still savoring. Look, you went in for seconds. I wish I missed anything. Yeah, this is good. You know what? I'd want this on like
Fritos.
Yeah, like Frito pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't bad. Is there real
some cheese on it, some sour cream, throw it in a tortilla.
Oh yeah, why not? This isn't water, beef, and pork.
And chef.
Beans.
Ooh, there's that burn.
Oh yeah. Corn flour.
Got some water here.
Jalapeno peppers. There isn't.
It's pronounced jalapeno.
Jalapeno. Soy flour, corn flour, and potassium chloride are the only weird things in this thing. All right.
So that's it?
Yeah. No preservatives added. Okay. All right, Hormel. Hormel. Ooh, there's even a recipe on the side. You could fill half a bell pepper in there.
Oh.
Yeah, stuffed peppers.
Some rice and vegetables with cheese.
Yes. Oh, my God. You know what? I think to take the heat away, we should try this mac and cheese.
Okay.
This is Chef Boyardee.
I'm removing that from my face.
The mac and cheese?
Oh, no.
I've never had. Have you ever had Chef Boyardee mac and cheese? FYI, no. we took an organic digestive enzyme before
we
this.
We sure did. I also
oh, no.
very big on the fiber.
That is neither mac nor cheese. Oh, my God. Ew.
Pasta and cheese. That's all it says. What kind of cheese is that saying?
Oh, no.
It's literally says cheese flavor.
Oh, no.
Chef Boyardee is not listening to his passion. I'm afraid to eat it now. Okay.
No.
Oh.
No, that's not good.
That's like, it's rather like
watery. But it doesn't.
Did you mix it?
Yeah, it doesn't taste like mac nor cheese.
Yeah, I even went in for just a juice bite.
It's no, like a not a juice bite.
Yeah, water.
What?
Water.
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 Water. Oh, where the hell are you from?
My third grade teacher used to say water, and I loved it.
Yeah, one funny thing about my friend John Chacon here is that he, although he is from San Diego, California, he has adapted many and accent. Like, it's California mixed with Queens, mixed with, like, you know,
Wisconsin.
And
if I'm around my assistant, all of a sudden I'm German.
You know, I want to try beefaroni because this is what I grew up with. Beefaroni, okay. And the ravioli. Where are the raviolis?
My mom didn't really buy it. I mean, she got me like the ABC 123s, like the original chef.
Did we not get raviolis?
Is there they're right here.
Oh, like let's do that one. Let's do the raviolis because like, that's the
alphabet soup. Oh,
yeah, you try it first. Yeah.
Ooh, I do have to burp. I'm going to apologize if I do that. Like... All right, so it's tomato meat sauce, beef raviolis
in the microwavable bowl.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to eat a whole mini ravioli here.
Yeah, this I can taste. Can you recall taste? Mm-hmm. Like, I can taste it. I know exactly what it tastes like without even tasting it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's the same. That's the same.
Ooh. That's that Hormel chili coming back
again,
up.
Again, Hale and Hardy, not a sponsor.
Yeah.
But one of my all-time favorite things that they have, if it is on the menu, I am running down the street for their broken lasagna. And it's because I call it Fancy Chef Boyardee.
Fancy who?
Chef Boyardee.
Once again, not an ounce of
liquor. Not a real accent.
This I can go for.
I think if I had it more as a child, I'd be like, yeah.
I mean, my mother cooked a lot, but we were latchkey. Mm-hmm. We were latchkey children, so.
So was I. So I knew how to make the alphabet soup who's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But I also knew how to use my broiler as a second, third grader. Like, I don't know why my mom trusted me with that.
I don't know.
I knew how to use the oven. I knew how to use the broiler. I would make myself little mini pizzas on English muffins. That was my thing.
Oh, my God.
All right. Are we going to try a scary one now? Or do some spam?
Let's do some Dinty Moore beef stew.
Beef stew? Which one?
That's that white one over there.
Oh, God. Okay.
Have you ever had Dinty Moore?
Plastic film.
Have you ever had? I've never heard.
I mean, I've had their canned soup.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had Dinty Moore.
Oh, they're in the big, like, Cardi, like, cans.
That?
This has a green hue to it. I'm just going to say it. But like I said, when I go the soup route, it's usually a potato.
A potato? But this is stew. This is not
clam chowder.
This is stew, darling.
I'm going to get a big piece of this beef.
Oh, my God. And a potato.
A potato.
That's, well, now, riddle me this, Batman. Why is all of this so gelatinous?
It's because we cooked it and then it sat for a minute. It's really what I think. I don't think it maybe is like this normally. And right. I also didn't stir this. There's not really room to stir.
I know.
Let's see. We're going to redo my spoon here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I wish you could all see his face right now. Hold on. Don't say anything. Don't you say a word.
She did the slurp.
Oh, that's delicious.
All right.
Oh, no, you didn't like it? I mean,
I'd go back to the chili. I don't not like it. It just...
This tastes like diner beef stew.
Who?
Diner beef stew.
Okay.
Like if you got beef stew at a diner, I feel like this, not that I ever have, but I feel like this is what it would taste like.
Like, and a lot of this feels like elementary school cafeteria.
Yeah, this is what this is.
Because I came from the age where you didn't have a salad bar in your elementary school cafeteria. It was like goof that came from the bag.
If this is what I was eating, like now that I know, this is good, right? Because... If the end of the world befalls us and this is what's left, we know which ones, and we are telling you which ones.
So y'all... the chili right now is the favorite for me. You or the beef ravioli?
The beef ravioli, and I like the chili. I can fuck with the chili.
Because you can doctor that and make that into other things. I think the other stuff, if you only had one thing to eat for an entire quarantine and it was beef raviolis, you'd throw yourself out the window.
Yeah, honestly.
But at least beef chili, you can like... Oh, I'll throw some of this in there, or that in there, and make something new out of it.
Yeah. Oh.
Trick your brain.
Well, I think I'm going to give our palates a little bit of a break right now and take John into his second and most favorite part of the podcast, a little bit of
Food News Update!
Food News Update!
Food News
You ain't ready, girl. Spill the tea.
News update.
Chipotle just announced it's offering free delivery through the end of March. The chain is also offering tamper evident seals.
Like, the burritos are going to be in a tube?
Yeah, pretty much.
like a cracked seal? Like, do not eat if this tape is cracked.
That's hello. Yeah, I mean, we're dealing with a virus outbreak here. And so Chipotle just announced, according to Delish.com, that it's offering free delivery from March 15th to the 31st, though it did not specifically name the coronavirus in its announcement. To qualify for free delivery, all you have to do is spend a minimum of $10 on orders placed through Chipotle.com or the Chipotle app, which, how do you not just...
Right.
There's no not spending $10. Yeah. The minute you add... The minute you get some guac...
The minute you get guac, you got $10, okay? It's $3 upcharge in the state of New York. Everywhere else in the world, guac is 25 cents.
They're encouraging to wash your hands and don't answer the door if you're sick. And as always, tip well, you know? And it's important. They're also saying it's important to practice patience and care if you do decide to have meals delivered. Mm-hmm. And please tip those men well. They're going to be running amok during this time, I think.
Okay, question.
Yes?
So do you just, like, scream through the door, just leave it on the ground?
Well, tamper-evident seals will be added to all packages to ensure that the food is secure as it's being delivered. You can also add delivery instructions to create an order with more limited contact. For example, having the delivery person leave it outside your door.
Okay.
Listen.
No, I mean, I feel bad for them too, because what if they want to leave instructions like, I'm going to leave it outside your door? Think about the other side.
Yes. You know? Hello from the other side.
Hello.
I would ring and run. Right. That would be me. Ding dong.
Oh my God. Different reason for dine and dash, okay?
Honestly,
Dash
honestly.
And John.
Well, thanks, Chipotle, for keeping us safe throughout this pandemic here. I mean, it's either burritos or dinty more beef stew. KFC paused an ad campaign that featured people licking their fingers amid the coronavirus outbreak.
Slogan is finger looking good, and I get it, but can I curse? Like, yeah. Fucking come on.
So the ad is called The Piano and is a play on the company's tagline, finger looking good. In the video, dozens of people are shown licking their fingers, and in one case, someone else's, in public places while eating KFC's chicken. It's set to the sounds of Chopin's Nocturne, Opus 9, Number 2. According to the outlet, 163 people complained to the UK's Advertising Standards Authority about the ad, which premiered about 2 weeks ago, and people were being encouraged to wash their hands. Complaints reportedly called the ad irresponsible and said that it encouraged behavior that could spread the virus.
I'm sorry.
What?
Comment. I'm one of those people that, like, no, your kid needs to go in the sandbox and play in the kitty litter. Like, those are the people that are going to live longer.
You're putting your children in the kitty litter?
I'm putting my children in the kitty litter. Like, those are the people that live longer. You don't live longer by, like, putting yourself in a plastic bubble and not touching anything. That's how your body learns.
Yes, but this is through the TV. This is through the TV.
I know.
KFC is not encouraging anybody to lick their fingers. And
just,
like,
wash your hands afterwards.
Just wash your hands. Hello.
And before.
Hello. And if you don't know how to wash your hands, please go to the official Charo Instagram, because she gives me all the life with her one Missy Peepees.
Missy Peepee.
And two Coochie Coochie and three Missy Peepees, all right, to wash your hands.
One more thing on that. That's what they should have done, is they should have just refilled the commercial with the people washing their hands before, eating the chicken, licking their fingers, and then washing them again.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Oh, I should be in marketing.
Well... KFC commented, it doesn't feel like the right time to be airing this campaign, so we've decided to pause it for now, but we're really proud of it and look forward to bringing it back at a later date. You know what? You know what?
Because they spent the money already.
Yes, hello. The money spent. Those actors made...
They cashed those checks.
Hello.
Okay? They're just not getting their residuals.
Exactly. And those actors need those residuals. Okay. Hello, going back to the freelancers who are not working at the time. KFC, we're here for it. And yes. The finger licking
Take
good.
My, you know, my advice.
Yes.
Washing hands before and after.
Many food delivery services and chains are offering non-contact delivery amid the coronavirus outbreak. Well, I mean, we knew this.
Yeah.
We knew this. I had to do virus-related food news updates.
Right.
How could we not?
No, totally. And it's as long as it's for both the employee and the guest. Like, we don't want to inflict on the guest experience, but we also need to protect our employees.
Yeah.
So, like, in our food service, like, we are providing gloves for both the appearance that we're taking care of the guests, like, you know, ugly plastic kitchen gloves, but they'll be black to go with their uniforms. But it's also protecting the server at the same time, because if they don't feel comfortable when people are throwing their dirty napkins at them and their dirty, you know, they have to be protected too.
Of course. Well, in this article from Delish.com, while some of these, they're talking about how it impacts the delivery workers. And, you know, we already talked about tamper evident delivery and like leave it at the door and walk away. And so they say, and I quote, while some of these options can protect drivers in addition to customers, for example, drivers who do not come to your door will decrease the risk of coming into contact with someone who could be sick too. Many drivers are understandably still concerned about working during the coronavirus outbreak, and some have stopped working altogether. Many delivery companies have issued guidelines for workers during the outbreak, and many of those same workers have taken additional precautions to keep themselves safe. So we urge you to use non-contact services, you know?
Yeah.
Just tell them to leave it at the door.
Right.
Why not? Can you not open your door? Are you that sick?
Right. I'm one of the people who's like, it's just the flu.
Well, but yes.
That's
but
my personal opinion.
But we also
feel
are
however you want
but
to feel.
We also are young.
Right.
Right? And healthy.
Right.
And so, you know, for like there are people out there that are really going through it with this thing. So on that note, take care of yourself. And I think this is
and
a great way and wash your hands. This is a great way to end. Food news update. Thanks. Oh my God, what are we trying next? What
oh
are we
God,
trying next?
It's getting to the scary stuff. Okay. We have one more.
Monsieur Boadi. We do have one
we
more.
We have the ABCs and the 1-2-3s, which is another classic flavor before we get brave.
All right. Should that be our palate cleanser at the end?
I mean, I've got a cold brew and a water. Those are some and a bottle of vodka.
Okay. You decide.
Sure.
You're my guest.
Okay.
You're
let's start
guest.
With the spam because I know
it's
what
hot.
Regular
and,
spam.
It's hot
like.
And spicy. So tear that spam open, girl.
Okay.
Oh,
you heard the pop.
Yes. That wasn't your butthole. Oh. How's that for ASMR for
okay.
you?
Okay.
Did you like that? Did you like the way that sounded?
So oh, there's the smell. There it is. It just hit me like a ton of fucking bricks. And again, not drinking.
No, just stick a fork in it. Why are you going to cut it up? No, just take a fork in it.
Stop
stick
yelling
a fork
at
in
me.
It.
Oh my God. Because I am going to take like the smallest nibble ever.
Yeah.
Because it smells like cat food, to be totally honest.
But last time I had spam, it was delicious. Pass that over here. This is hot and spicy spam.
It's like the filling of a hot dog without the casing, but spicy. And that, don't smell it.
That's true.
I can't swallow it. It's, you know, spam is best when you fry it.
Oh, no. That...
I was really hoping...
I just went through so many emotions that...
I know.
I was like, oh my God, this is really good. Oh my God, this tastes like cat food. Oh my God, this is really spicy. Oh my God, this is really good.
It really
oh
takes you on a flavor journey.
It really, really fucking...
So spam was... Before my father learned how to really cook, when it was tax season, my mother is a tax preparer.
Yeah.
So tax season, he had to feed 3 kids.
Yes.
While
you tell this story, I'm going to open the Libby's chicken Vienna sausage in chicken broth.
One of his favorite things was just frying up some spam, sticking on some toast, sticking on eggs, all the things. And So I'm used to it. However, I've never had it not cooked.
Okay, well.
Definitely better cooked.
Definitely better cooked. I like Spam. So these chicken Vienna sausages, P.S., that was a lovely story.
You're welcome. I have many.
These chicken Vienna sausages are...
From one hot dog to another.
They look like non-erect penises. Like
that got tiny, half of
tiny penises. Like, oh my god! This is actually the first time I'm actually scared to put something in my mouth. Yeah, I don't. Oh no!
Again, better cooked.
No, why don't you try that? Well, oh no! You can't
it
swallow
made it.
It
in my down my throat.
You can't swallow it. What? Or. Oh. Are you supposed to cook these?
Again, it's like softer than a hot dog.
It's like, why is it so soft?
But it has that flavor in my there father without used to, the casing.
My father used to love Vienna sausages. No, not the, all right. Well, now the studio is going to stink of old Vienna sausages, you know? Yeah, my father used to love Vienna sausages, and I think it's from his time in the army. What?
I want you to do the...
No, I want you to open the... That's why I left that closed.
Okay, so the thing about this corned beef is that many of you won't know what this is, but there's the old school, and I don't even know if I even remember how to do this, where they would actually, like...
Yeah, you have to, like, turn the key...
Twist it.
No, that... You have to take the key off the thing first, and then you attach it to the top somehow, and then twist. I remember seeing them. I just don't ever remember doing it.
Do you have a bottle opener in here?
No. Why?
It says to punch a hole to release the bag. Oh, it says optional. Thank you.
No. While you do that, I'm going to open up this deviled ham
spread.
Okay,
now I remember. All right. I remember now.
Right?
You do this and then you twist.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no liquid
in
there.
So it's the key opening where you literally like peel the foil off of the can, and it's kind of scary if you've never done it. And I'm already doing it the wrong way. All right. What?
Watch us not be able to get that open.
Okay. I'm just twisting it the wrong way. I think it just needs to go the other direction.
Or not. Oh. Oh, my God. This is really exciting radio here. Oh, my God. Speaking of things...
There we go. I cracked the seal. All right.
Oh, my God. That looks so gross.
Can you hear the paper rip?
I know. Yes. This deviled ham.
Oh, yeah.
This deviled ham spread also smells like cat food.
Oh no! What are we doing?
Oh my god!
I still can't even.
Can you hear the deviled ham spread?
This actually takes energy. I mean, I haven't been in the gym in years, and
Oh, this deviled ham spread is yummy. Hold on.
I feel like this is a picture for the pod.
We need a photo of that.
For like
yes.
The Insta.
Oh my God. This is insane. You should see the way this looks like. The way this looks like. I don't even know. But this deviled ham spread is not bad. I could fuck with this, you know? Put this on some like crostini with like some dill. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is the one I said was scary. So I'm about... What is this layer?
Of juice?
I don't even know what. There's just, it looks like. I'm not going to say it. Okay, gross.
I know.
I'm afraid.
I know. Ugh. Just do it. It's good.
I should never I like be it. On those food dare shows.
Yeah, no. That's why I thought it would be great for you to be on the pod.
Okay, it's not terrible.
It's good. But can't you see it on like some crostini?
It's like the chicken spread or like tuna spread. It has that kind of mealy.
Yeah, but I want it on like some crostini with some like Gruyere cheese melted and like a sprig of dill. Mm-hmm. I bet you that would be really delicious.
You mean like that fancy cat fancy feast where they put the sprig of dill?
Yes.
On top of the cube of meat. Uh-huh. All right.
Well, and finally.
Have fun with that.
And finally.
All right.
The
corned beef.
The Libby's canned corned beef.
So originally I was scared of the deviled ham.
This is scarier.
At this corned beef.
Excuse me.
I'm just going to
Doesn't even. I can't watch you. I can't watch you. How is it? Does it taste like corned beef?
Yeah.
Well, see. Well, St. Patty's Day is coming.
It's real dry.
Is it?
Yeah. It's obvious because you would think like juices were gonna come pouring out of the thing.
Oh.
And I feel like with the because you can visibly see the like.
Oh, it is really
the solid fat in it.
Yeah.
So I feel like cooked, it probably like creates its own grease.
Oh well, that tastes like corned beef.
Yeah, it tastes like corned beef. Like you could totally throw that in some soup.
Uh huh.
Call it a day. She just spit it out into her chili.
I did. Oh no. That there's a back. Libby gave me a back taste of some sort.
It's hitting me now.
Oh no. Oh god, guys.
All right, let's rate these from worst to best.
And you know what? If worst comes to worst, at least we know what we're in for. And that. Uh-huh.
Right? Oh wait, we never did the ABC's 1, 2, 3, the palate cleanser. All right, let me dive into that because I know what that tastes like. Shit.
Oh my god, pass that over here. Is it good?
It's Chef Boyardee.
It just smells like Chef Boyardee. It smells like delicious. Ooh, there's like a little turd in here. Is this a meatball?
That is a meatball.
Oh, they have meat. I forgot they had meatballs. So good. No. Well, I mean, not my favorite.
So normal.
Still normal. Like, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. So.
I think worst
for you was?
Probably the corned beef.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think it's corned beef and Vienna sausage are my top.
But I'm trying to believe that if you cooked it.
It would be better.
Because you can see the fat.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. So it's meant to be cooked. We don't have a frying pan, not
at the studio. There's no frying pan at the studio. You know, when you taste test these things, I don't know.
I think next is the Spam.
So we're going bottom to top, here, right? Corned beef, Vienna sausage. Do you agree with that? And then the Spam, the hot.
I like
Spam. The last time it needs to be cooked.
This particular one, it needs to be cooked.
It really needs, and it needs like an egg or something.
Yes. Have you ever had Spam masubi?
No, but I've had Spam in a hole. Yeah, I like it. I mean, toad in a hole made with Spam.
Right.
I'm going to go right after the Spam, that chicken and rice, that Chef Boyardee chicken and rice. No. Actually, the mac and cheese
was worse. Yes,
terrible, terrible. And then the chicken and rice.
Then the chicken and rice.
Where does this ham fall?
I think it's middle. It's middle.
All right. Like, so we can do the ham.
Juice that up.
There's beefaroni and ravioli.
Those are kind of all on the same plane.
Yeah. So it's
same
I think
tomato sauce.
Yes. I think it goes ham, the ABCs, the beefaroni, the ravioli.
Yeah.
And then our top favorite was the chili. Yeah. All right.
You can't really go wrong with chili. Like it really has to be bad for chili to be wrong. Am I right?
You are right. I don't know if I understood that, but yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to go out of your way to fuck up chili.
You really, really do. Oh my god. Well, Hormel chili, you got the in your mouth.
See
Oh my god. This was ridiculous, and I hope this brought a little joy to your hopefully non-quarantine life.
We sacrificed our buttholes for you.
I know.
The viewer.
Yep. John will send us video of him on the shitter tomorrow being like, yes.
Thank God I have a bidet because the stores are out of toilet paper.
Thank God. You know what? Folks out there, take care of yourselves, really. And if this is what you're eating, you know what? Well, I'm sure there's worse things out there.
There are worse things you could eat.
Yeah, because, I mean, we survived it. And I don't know. We have pretty bougie palates over here. I don't know if we survived this smell. I want to thank you, John, for coming on the pod play. I knew you'd be the perfect person to do this. God. And just, you know, have a moment of respite during the madness that's out there, you know? If you want the kids, do you want the kids to find you?
Sure. I am BlueDog005 on the Instas.
Slide into his DMs. Show
drop
him.
Deep into my DMs.
That's it. Send him all your noodles pics. You know?
Think that's all I'm on, right? I'm not big in the socials.
No, you're not. No. Yeah.
I'm a casual social.
Yes.
Social distance.
I want to thank John Jacone for coming on the pod and playing with me today. This was a lot of fun. Please take care of yourselves out there. If you're feeling sick, obviously don't go out. Please wash your hands. There's so many songs out there that you can sing to wash your hands. And
like,
I'm telling
I will
you,
survive.
I'm telling you, just go to Charo's Instagram, CHARO, the Charo official or something. She's amazing.
And on a note, don't buy out all the soap and sanitizer. Two people need it for this to work.
Yeah. Right?
You can't have it all to yourself. Just saying.
And with that, as always, without you listeners, I would be speaking to nobody. So I love you out there. Take care of yourselves. And thank you for listening to Say It With Me.
In your mouth.